Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code KEMPIRE40 for $40 off, plus the discount code KEMPIRE for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to KEMPIRE on the KEMPIRE Radio Network. Hey.
All right, let's bring Alex up. Let's see what Alex has to say. Alex, what did you want to say? This is Alex from Summer House Martha's Vineyard, correct?
What up, Campfire? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I enjoy watching this. This is great. This is awesome.
Thank you for tuning in.
Good job reviewing this. I know everybody is like, yo, Alex is boring. Alex is boring. I'm tired of hearing that shit because, let me say this, number one, where are all the storylines coming from?
Huh? Alex.
Okay, so stop with that. Number two, I don't know who just called in. Somebody said that I'm like bread, that they apparently dated me. Maybe we DM'd, maybe we messaged, probably.
That's what she said. She said that you guys DM'd for months.
Yeah, I just want to say, yo, I'm appreciating the love on the show. I just feel like this episode is too much piling on, so I gotta let people hear my voice.
Of course. I mean, we would much rather see you too, but it's okay. Next time. I have a couple of questions if you have time.
Okay.
So a lot of people, and I don't know if you've seen it, this entire episode, we were pro you because we were sort of like, everyone keeps saying that Alex is an F-boy, but we've yet to see real F-boy behavior. Is there something that we're missing? Would you said that you're a former F-boy. Are you former or are you still currently an F-boy, Alex?
No, I'm not an F-boy. I definitely had my years of F-boydom for sure. But I feel like...
How long ago?
I would say probably like 5-7 years ago.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, okay.
My birthday's this week. I'm turning 35.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. But here's the thing, though. I feel like we've bastardized this definition of what an F-boy is. What does it even mean anymore? It used to actually mean something, right? It used to mean like a dude who lied just to get the panties, or lied to get the pussy or whatever. But like nowadays, we just call anybody who's not in a committed relationship, any guy who's not in a committed relationship, an F-boy. And that's weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I agree. And I think the audience, at least our community that have been watching the show and reacting, we don't believe, based on what we've seen, we're watching an edited show, we don't know you from a can of paint. So we don't really know. But based on what we've seen, we can't say that you're giving F-boy behavior. What is your reaction, though, to Summer being vulnerable with you last week and her being hurt? How did you feel watching that scene, her coming back to the house and crying?
Summer or Noelle?
I mean, Noelle, sorry.
Noelle? It sucks, honestly, because the thing is, like, you're seeing all of that happen. You don't realize that's happening when you're there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all, like, I'm seeing it all for the first time. So the audience I'm experiencing with the audience. It really sucks. I really hate that situation because it felt like an ambush for both of us. Mm-hmm. And I really actually genuinely appreciate Noelle and her energy in the house and who she is in real life. Like, she's a good time. So I hate that, like, she had to experience that. Like, I'm just always going to be honest.
When you say ambush, what do you mean?
It's like, first of all, whoever put her up to do that and whoever like was like, yo, go talk to Noelle. Like, to me, that was an ambush. We could have had that conversation without anybody trying to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking, we'll get back to Noelle, maybe. Summer. That is major, and you're right. This season so far, it's only 4 episodes, but it has been centered around you. And you and Summer had a bit of a thing last summer. Did you see Summer on Watch What Happens Live and her grading your sexual interactions? You got a 5 from Summer.
I'm not surprised.
Why are you not surprised?
I'm going to wait to respond to that, though.
Why?
I got to.
Would you rate her a 5?
I'm not going to say anything about it right now.
Okay. All right. No, we'll wait till the reunion.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Keep rooting for the reunion and you can get a response.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Guys, you're just joining us. We're talking with Alex from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Alex, I have more questions if you have time. Summer and you, was it just a friends with benefits? Was it, how long did you guys hook up for? Was it a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, 4 months? Are you still hooking up?
No, no, we're not. Clearly we're not.
I don't want to assume.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, we moving on. We moving forward. I would just say with that situation, I want to wait to respond because I feel like the reunion is, it best deserves that moment. But at the same time.
But what if it doesn't happen? You could at least say well,
it's,
here.
It's going to happen because y'all rooting for it. Keep pushing, Campfire. Keep pushing.
I ain't getting paid for this. What do you mean? What do you mean?
But what? We was trending number one last night.
Well, okay. All right. We people now. Love the show. People the girl, do love the show.
Yeah.
But wait, here's the thing with Summer. We're a little confused with this relationship. We get why you may have been a little freaked out by Summer taking your photo and sending it to one of your friends. Was that the only reason why you and Summer ended things? Were you guys like were you consider yourselves dating or just hooking up?
You know, like I said on the show, I was genuinely trying to get to know Summer.
Hmm.
And, you know, you have this experience that you can't really share with anyone else in the house. And so you create this bond. And I feel like that we had that unique connection. It being the first season, we've never experienced anything like this. Like we're bonding and connecting. But, you know, it just didn't feel like we were compatible over time. And
how much time? Are you know, we talking?
I'm just going to be honest. Yeah, I always have to be honest with where I'm at. Like, I try to keep my vessel clear. I know y'all going to be like, oh, he sounds like a hotep, but that's just how I am.
How much time are we talking? Are we talking like a couple of months? How long were you guys talking and hooking up and having sex?
Well, here's the reality. Like, and I've seen people say this before. It's like, we're coworkers. So it's like, you know, we're in the group chat together. We're around each other. So it is just like that. It's like being dating somebody who's a coworker. You're always going to see them. So mm-hmm. moments are going to happen. It's bound to happen. We're mm-hmm. human.
You're still not telling me how long you and your coworker were hooking up.
How long? Let's say our situation might have lasted a few months.
Couple of few months. All right, so like 3-4 months maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it was more so, I don't think it was so much about the timeline. It was more about like the amount of interaction. She lives in LA, I live in New York, so
okay.
There'd be a time I'd be in LA for work, I'd be like, yo, we should hang out. If she was ever in New York, she would hit me up.
Okay.
But it wasn't a significant amount of times. Like I'm telling you, this is the amount of times we physically were physical was very low.
On one hand?
Yes.
Oh. And you don't want to, you know, because she just want to watch What Happens Live. And we just had someone call in and they called you boring. I mean, they never slept with you, but Summer did. And she rated you a 5. Even though I don't think a 5 is necessarily bad. It's sort of like in between.
No, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. I did.
I mean, Campfire, look, come on now. Like, We see everything on tape. Don't listen to what everybody says. Pay attention to how they behave.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. How are you feeling, though, based on how people are reacting to you? You know, the first 4 episodes are out. People have their strong opinions in regards to who they think you are. What are some misconceptions that you want to clear up?
I feel like, you know, some of the callers get me. You know, I think you had someone a little bit earlier, like I heard her, and I'm just always going to be honest. You know, I'm going to try to be honest. I don't say all the things like I should, or I wish I could. I could probably say a lot better if I wrote it down.
Here we go, Alex. this is why they get on you. Here he go. He want to write us a poem.
Yeah, I know. But that's who I am. That's how I am. And like, some people going to like it. Some people going to love it. Some people going to hate it. And I realize like, I've never seen myself this much disliked, but that's okay. I'm accepting. I'm riding the wave with it.
You think people are just liking you this season?
Yeah, I feel like honestly, it's tough being respectfully, it's tough being like in this spot. Like I told Preston, it's like, it's tough being the only of anything. Preston's the only gay person in the house. I'm the only single black guy in the house. And it's like, that's difficult because I feel like a lot of people are projecting how they feel about their real life on me. And I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
And just because like I might be confident or I come off confident doesn't mean I think I'm better than anybody else. I actually have a really, really sensitive heart and I care very deeply about my community, very, very deeply, almost to a fault. People don't realize like
can we
what
talk
my
about
contributions
that?
Are.
Can we talk about that particularly in episode 4? Because literally I think we all as an audience saw that you felt a difference in Jordan and you wanted to check on Jordan in that moment. And it felt like she switched up on you. What was your reaction in that moment when you were filming that scene?
Yeah, I actually hate everything about that episode. I hate that I threw Nick under the bus in that situation. I felt blindsided. Like I felt blindsided because I genuinely was concerned.
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
And, to me, I was making myself super vulnerable because I knew my experience last year. And like, I knew that I had a potential of being blown up on. But I just, you know, if I see something and we're in the house with each other all the time, it just felt like it was a time to at least say, hey, what's up?
What can we expect? Because, you know, we still have, about 5 more episodes before the reunion. What can we expect?
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Expect in regards to your story for the season, are there going to be more moments that people are going to be like, here go this F-boy, oh, Alex is annoying. Like, what can we expect for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, look, maybe, so if, here's the thing with being a reformed F-boy, it's kind of like Alcoholic Anonymous, right? It's like, are you ever fully not an F-boy? I think some of those toxic tendencies come out, but like, you'll see the progress and the growth, and you'll see how like, I am trying to open up a little bit more, because honestly, I have a history of just being super closed off when it comes to love, and you know, I'm seeing it play out in real time, and I'm like, yo, I actually do desire real love and real relationships. So, you know, I think what you'll see is you'll see me open up more with the cast. Last year, I was very standoffish. I hate that. I hate seeing that. I hate that, like, I came off as judgy because I know I can be like that, but, like, I don't want to be that way all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you'll just see, like, me more connected. I don't know if I'm getting the same amount of smoke, but, you know, I'm the only single guy in the house.
Which we need to change up next season. Bring back Jason.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that, for sure. I agree with that. But, you know, the way y'all treating us, like, I see why it's only
we
one.
We treat you just fine over here. Yeah. We treat you just fine over here. We want to see more single stuff. And, again, we don't necessarily see the F-boy that everyone, including Shanice, called you this week. Shanice, can we talk a little bit about the Shanice situation? What is your reaction to what happened last season and what played out in this week's episode in regards to Shanice, her legal situation, and how you brought it to light?
Yeah, I feel terrible about the whole situation. And I've said this, and I don't think it would ever make the edits or anything like that, but it's like, I know the difference between my intent and my impact. And I realized that, like, yes, my intent was pure in the sense that, like, yo, this was going to come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand what happens behind the cameras and all of those things. But, like, my intent wasn't to air her out like that. But it ended up happening that way. And I have to accept and be accountable for that. And that's where I feel bad about, like, the impact that it's had on her. Yeah. Because I don't want to be responsible for, you know, having somebody have to relive that.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing that, like, it is Googleable, or it was Googleable. But, like, it doesn't feel good to me at all that, yeah, like, I was responsible in some way or involved in some way in that way. And I want people to understand that. But, you know, I look crazy because I'm sitting here trying to defend myself, and, you know, there's nothing to really protect me that shows what I really meant in doing that.
Has Shanice, like, fully forgiven you? Because I know during the episode you guys hug it out, but has she fully forgiven you, or is she still holding a grudge? I mean, she did call you an F-boy and Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. Has she fully forgiven me? I mean, I don't know. But me and Shanice are good. We're both Aries. Like, we do. Uh-huh. We actually more alike than people think. You know, I'm definitely not an exhibitionist, clearly, but, we get along.
Okay. Are you currently dating someone, Alex?
I am single by choice at this point because, as you can see, just look at the tape.
Alex, do you, like, when you're, you know, trying to get to know a woman or you're flirting with a woman, do you normally bring up your cousin, John Legend?
You know, it's funny. You're gonna laugh at this. I have a song that I wrote called "I Got a Famous Cousin." I might put it out one day. It's a goofy song. It's meant to be funny.
But you can, yeah, put it out right now.
I used to brag about it in high school. I definitely used to brag about it in high school. So in my fuckboy days, I probably did tell a girl, "Yeah, you know, I'm John Legend's cousin. You know, you know." And I try to sing like him. Yeah.
Okay.
But nowadays, like, I actually resent the fact that is, like, even became a storyline. I was very much, producers will tell you, like, I was so upset that they let that out the first season.
Why?
Because not like I want people to get to know me.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very much my own person. He's a cousin of mine. I love him to death. But, like, we have different experiences, way different, like, unique experiences. So
how does he feel about you being on a reality show? And the fact that you've mentioned his name, does he even know that?
Yeah, he's seen it. He's seen it all. Chrissy loves it. He loves it.
Of course. Chrissy's, I forgot, Bravo, Chrissy's fan. A big Bravo fan.
Yeah. They love it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And, like, the parts that I'm embarrassed about, they're, like, kikiing and laughing it up. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want you to see this. And they're like, no, this shit's funny.
They have a good sense of humor, I could tell, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Were you concerned?
Yeah, come on. I mean, like, you see this last episode. I come from four generations of Pentecostal preachers. Like, come on now. Like, I come from an environment where, like, the idea of doing reality TV is like, oh, you're insane. What? Huh?
Nah,
you're a heathen. Nah, you can't do that. So my family has grown a lot. And, you know, they just have to accept where I'm at right now. And they love me for it, too.
All right. Noelle. And then I'm going to let you go. But thank you so much for calling in, because, you know, some people are scared to call in, but we appreciate you calling in.
Nah, I've been thoroughly entertained by your reviews, man.
Thank you.
I know you be giving me a hard time sometimes, but, like, I really enjoy them.
I said you were lovely. He told me where the coat check was. I said he was nice. My only interaction actually, with him.
It's all good.
Okay, Noelle. So Noelle, as you saw in this episode, last week she expressed her feelings for you. That kind of took you back a little bit. Do we see later in the season that you guys possibly find your way to a kiss or maybe something more?
Yes. And yes, I was just saying the short answer, yes. And you'll see more layers of myself and more layers of Noelle. And yeah.
Are you and Noelle currently hanging out? Because I know you're both in Brooklyn.
We both in Brooklyn. I'm going to just say this. Noelle's probably, she might see this. She might hate me for this, but she's probably upset with me right now. And the streets is probably telling her not to talk to me. So
why? What'd you do?
Nothing. But, you know, it's just, you know how people is. Like, you see the Twitter sphere. You see it all. Like, they're like, oh,
based
know.
Off these last episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, so she met. See, that's the part about filming a reality show and then it airing, those old feelings, even though you resolved it during the season, those old feelings start coming up. People start getting in each other's ears. Okay.
Exactly. You know how it is, Campfire.
Unfortunately. Alex, what can people expect in regards to what you're working on? Like, what do you do? I know you do the music and things like that. Like, what is like your go-to job?
Yeah, I think I probably weird people out because I have so many different creative avenues that I express myself. So I love being on the show. I have a music community called Fill the Space where we produce live experiences. I'm also putting out an EP that's going to be presented by Fill the Space on my birthday, which is this Friday. You know, I'm a creative director by day, so I create advertising campaigns for big brands. Okay. I was responsible for bringing CultureCon to life. So I have, outside of this reality show, like, I have a pedigree, but, like, I don't care that much about that. Like, I just want to connect with the people and make sure they have a good time.
Sidebar, did you or did you not invite Noelle to church? Were you just inviting Summer, and why did you just invite Summer?
See, look at that. I invited everybody. Here's the interesting part. Y'all got to pay attention because Summer usually stays in the room with Jordan.
Yes.
So I didn't even know Summer was sleeping down there.
Oh, so you were coming in there to invite Noelle.
I was knocking on doors.
Okay.
I was knocking on
Why
doors.
Why didn't you invite Bria? Bria was like, you didn't invite me.
I knocked on her door too.
And she didn't answer?
And also it was in a group chat.
Oh, so everybody was invited.
Yeah, everybody was invited.
But everyone didn't go.
Yeah, but Bedside Baptist, they weren't trying to go to church.
Who is like your best friend on the cast, if at all? I know these are coworkers, but
Nick. Like I genuinely, me and Nick share a best friend, or at least former best friend.
Former?
And,
what you mean?
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
Does it play out during the show?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, so during the reunion, okay.
Yeah. but yeah, no, we've had some really solid times, and like, you know, we're Kappa brothers, of course, but
you're a Kappa.
Yeah.
Stop. I'm sorry. I know nothing about this. Stop. People call in and they talk about Kappa.
Let me just say this. There's nothing boring about Kappa, so y'all better chill with all that mess.
No. They never said Kappas were boring. They say everything else, but they never said they're boring.
Exactly.
So you and Nick are both Kappas, and that's your closest. Who on the female side of the cast, who are you closest with there?
Jasmine. So Jasmine and I have history as well because, you know, we're both creatives.
History? What do you mean?
Trying to make it. And just in terms of being, like, friends and creatives in Brooklyn, like, you know, there was a time when, you know, we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do and what our creative endeavors would be. I remember when she was working on her web series and, you know, we were figuring out ways to help each other. And so we've always had that connection in terms of supporting each other. She supported me when I started Fill the Space. And so that hasn't stopped since then. So it's really beautiful to see it happen. And I'm glad to be a supportive friend for her.
Alex, I really do appreciate you calling in, but I'm not done. I just have one last thing, because one of the biggest issues during the season of Summer House Martha's Vineyard is Phil. If Phil should come, you had a big reaction to Phil possibly coming. And then, of course, in this episode, Bria was talking about how she is not comfortable with Mariah coming, even though she called into my show and said that she was good with Mariah last season. So I need your reaction and perspective on the Phil situation and on the Mariah situation. And then I'm going to let you go so I can go eat dinner.
Oh man, I want to answer, but I also want to let it play out because there's some resolution that you guys will see in the next episode or two.
With Phil,
with both actually.
Oh, so,
yeah. So that's I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in because, you know, Bravo publicity is going to get you.
Right, exactly. But hey, they tell them to invite me to watch What Happens Live. They invite everybody else, but they don't invite me.
Wow, they haven't invited you to watch me. Look, that's not the first time I've heard that from like a Bravo Leb not being invited to watch What Happens Live. It's okay. You are welcomed here to the community where it matters.
I appreciate
that. Oh, he doesn't care. He says this is not national television. Goodbye.
I'm just saying, because y'all know, once I do one wrong thing, you're going to be on my ass. So
I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Nah, it's cool. I can hold myself accountable. I appreciate it.
And we appreciate that. Alex, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your side of things.
Yes, sir. I'm glad I could.
Of course. Take care.
You too.
So you just never know who's watching, y'all. You never know who's watching. That was Alex from Summer House Martha's Vineyard. I will clip and post it separately. So for those of you that wanted to hear that interview, if he was on video, I would have posted the video, but he wasn't. It's okay. It's okay. But that was some good conversation. Honestly, I was probably more entertained with that conversation than the previous Martha's Vineyard folks that we've talked to. Sorry. He's not that boring, Samara. I kid. I'll play it. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.